I wasn't going to say anything about the stroke.
Oh, hallelujah.
Bless
you, Jesus.
Let y'all know. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Savage. Sister, God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Amen. I got lots of praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank y'all for coming. Looks like about our little congregation. Turn with me to the book of Jude. Book of Jude. Stand when you get it. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Christ Jesus and called. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful that I write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who before of old was ordained unto this condemnation. Ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroying them that believed not, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness, to be reserved unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities round about them, in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against them a railing accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke thee." Amen. But these speak evil of the things that they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts. In those things they corrupt themselves. Woe be unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, ran greedily after the heir of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. But these are spots in your feast of charity, while they feed themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about with winds, trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch the seventh from Adam prophesied of these, saying, "Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all, to convince all that are ungodly among them, for all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and all their hard speeches which sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers and complainers, walking after their own lust, whose mouths speak of great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. And to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion and power, both now and ever." Father, bless the word in Jesus' wonderful name. Thank you for your precious word. Oh, God. Bless the word in Jesus' name. God, anoint it from heaven. God, use us tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. Amen. Praise the good Lord. I love the Lord. Don't you love the Lord? Amen. Jude starts out this little book by saying that we need to earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Praise the Lord. You know, there's lots of things lots of ways that we are different from the majority of churches. Amen. Because we believe, amen, in standards. Amen. That's probably maybe a part of the reason why we don't have a big crowd tonight. Because we believe in standards. Amen. Thank God, amen, for people who believe in standards. Amen. God's Word is a standard, isn't it? Amen. And it leaves a standard for us to live by. Amen. The Bible tells us, for there are certain men crept in unawares, who before of old was ordained into this condemnation. Ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's very evident, amen, that there's men out there and women as well, amen, who are trying to pervert, amen, the word of the Lord, amen, and to bring, amen, bring a reproach, amen, to God, amen, by not believing His precious word. Praise the Lord. I believe His word, don't you?
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believe not. Amen. And it's true, praise the Lord, amen, that God did deliver the people out of Egypt. Amen. And they ended up wandering in the wilderness for 40 years because of their unbelief. Amen. But God wants us to be believers. He wants us to, amen, to believe the word of the Lord. Amen. And praise the Lord. And angels which kept not their first estate. Amen. But left their habitation. He hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness, under the judgment of the great day. Amen. Even the angels, praise the Lord, left their own habitation. Amen. The Lord said, He hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness, under the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. And the cities round about them, in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Amen. God, amen, is the one that that set the standards. Amen. The Lord said, Abraham, amen, I'm going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. Abraham said, Lord, amen, if you destroy the righteous with the wicked, it's not good. Amen. And he said, Lord, what if there's 10 righteous souls there? Amen. God said, I won't destroy it if there's 10 righteous souls. Amen. What if there's 50 righteous souls? What if there's just a few righteous souls? God said, I'll not destroy the city. Amen. If there's a few righteous souls there. Amen. And God, amen, couldn't find righteous souls nowhere. Amen. In Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. There were a city that was given over to sodomy. Amen. And so, amen, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. With fire and brimstone sent down from heaven. Amen. Because those people, amen, in Sodom and Gomorrah were wicked, vile sinners. Amen. The Bible said that the act of sodomy is an abomination to the Lord. Amen. And so, amen, we're not to pattern ourselves like those men, those wicked, vile men, amen, in Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh. Amen. Despise dominion, speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuked thee. Amen. And God rebuked, amen, them, amen, and Praise the Lord. These speak evil of the things which they know not. But what they know naturally is brute beasts and those things that corrupt themselves. Woe be unto them, for they have gone the way of Cain, ran greedily after the heir of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Kore. Amen. You can think of ways, amen, that you can get around, amen, the Lord, amen. But God has got your number, doesn't He? Amen. Woe be unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, ran greedily after the heir of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Kore. Amen. And of course, you know, we know Balaam was a false prophet. Amen. He was just He was hired to curse the people of God. Amen. And when he went to curse the people of God, God said, amen, I bless them. And you can't curse something that God has blessed. Praise the Lord. Amen. God, amen, blessed his people. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so the world just might as well leave us alone. Amen. Because we're blessed of the Lord. Amen. We are blessed of the Lord. Praise the Lord. These are spots in your feast of charity. Amen. While they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water. Trees whose fruit withered. Without fruit. Twice dead. Plucked up by the roots. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Those are spots in our feast of charity. Amen. Charity means love. Amen. When they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Praise the Lord. Those people come in among us. Amen. They're those people that Jude was talking about. There are certain men crept in unawares who was before of old was ordained under this condemnation. Ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness. Praise the Lord. Amen. God, amen, has blessed His people. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I'm glad for that blessing of the Lord upon my life. Aren't you? Praise God. You can't take it. You can't steal it. You can't, amen, you can't do anything with it. Amen. It's just the blessings of the Lord upon our lives because, amen, of our obedience unto God and obedience to His Word. Praise the Lord. Amen. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Amen. Wandering stars. Praise the Lord. Amen. God, amen, is the one that created, amen, the stars. Amen. And the people that claim to be stars in this world are not stars with God. Amen. God is the one that, amen, makes the stars. Amen. And God is the one that hanged them in there. Amen. Up there in the heavens and called them all by name. Praise the Lord. Amen. To execute judgment upon all, to convince all that are God ungodly among them. For all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against Him. Amen. And they're busy out there, amen, talking and speaking against the Lord. Amen. And trying, amen, to curse the people of God. Amen. Don't it aggravate you when you hear people curse the name of God? Amen. It should. Amen. The Bible said God give him a name that's above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And every tongue should confess that He is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Praise God for that wonderful name. The name of Jesus. Praise God. There's no name like the name of Jesus. Amen. I love to hear someone whisper the name of Jesus. Amen. He's worthy. Amen. These are murmurs and complainers walking after their own lust. Their mouths speak of great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. Amen. Praise the good Lord. Amen. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. How that they told you that there should be mockers in the last days, walking after their own ungodly lust. Amen. And men are walking after their lust. Amen. There are sinful creatures out there. Amen. Aren't you glad you're washed in the blood of Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. The Bible said we were sinners, and you hath quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, weren't in times past. We walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince and the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, don't you like that? But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love, wherewith He hath loved us, amen, even when we were dead in trespasses and sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. Praise God. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Amen. We need to pray in the Holy Ghost every once in a while. You got the Holy Ghost. You need to pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ and to eternal life. Praise God. That's where we're going to end up. Amen. In eternity. Praise God. In the presence of God. Hallelujah. And if some have compassion and making a difference. Amen. And others saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Praise God. And when we sin and come short of the glory of God, amen, it spots our garments up. Amen. Our garments are not beautiful and white anymore. Amen. But they become black. Amen. With sin. Praise the Lord. Amen. But the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Praise the Lord. We don't like the spotted garments. Amen. We don't like it. Amen. When the garments are spotted, praise the Lord. But the Lord, amen, cleanses us and washes us and sanctifies us. And amen. He does a work of righteousness in our hearts, doesn't He? Amen. Jesus, amen, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Amen. He's the one that does the work of righteousness in our hearts. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. Amen. Praise God. There's something for us to rejoice about. There's something for us to be happy about. Amen. There's something for us to glory about. Amen. And that is that Jesus has cleansed us from all sin. Praise the Lord. Amen. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Amen. Can we say amen? Amen. Thank God for His Word. Amen. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling. Amen. That's always been my favorite scripture. Amen. Because I did a lot of falling around. Amen. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. Amen. To the only wise God. Amen. God is the only God, isn't He?
Yes.
Amen. He is the only wise God.
Yes.
Amen. Unto God, amen, be all the glory and the majesty and dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. The book of Jude is a great book. Amen. I'll never forget when I first made up my mind to learn the book of Jude. Amen. I was down at Richlands Tabernacle, and Brother Bob stood up. Amen. And he is good about quoting scriptures anyway. Amen. And he quoted the book of Jude. And I said to myself, I can do that. Amen. It took me a while to do it. Amen. But I did it. Amen. And praise the Lord for the book of Jude. Amen. It's a historical book. It dates all the way back at the beginning of time. Amen. It talks about the angels sinning. Amen. It talks about Sodom and Gomorrah, 19th chapter of the book of Genesis. Amen. It talks about Michael and the archangel. Amen. When contending with the devil. Praise God. They disputed about the body of Moses. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The Lord, amen, got the best of that, didn't He? Moses durst not bring against Him a railing accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuked thee." Praise the Lord.
Amen. And that stopped right there. Praise God. The Lord rebuked the devil. Praise God. Amen. I'm glad tonight, amen, that we can, amen, trust in the Lord with all of our heart.
Yes.
And lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct our path. Praise the Lord. Amen. The book of Jude, amen, it says, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Christ Jesus and called. Praise the Lord. The Lord can sanctify us. He can preserve us. Amen. He can present us, amen, to Jesus, amen, without a spot or wrinkle or any such thing. That's what the Lord is coming back after. He's coming back after a church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. His mercy and His peace and His love, amen, are multiplied toward them that love Him and serve Him and obey Him. Praise the Lord. Amen. God in heaven, amen, made that so. I'm glad that He did.
Yes.
I'm glad that He did.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the good Lord. Amen. Over here in the book of Ephesians, the second chapter, amen, I quoted some of it a while ago, and you had the quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince and the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Amen. There's a spirit out there, amen, in the world, amen, that seeks to dwell in you. Praise the Lord. But as long as you have the blood of Jesus, God's Son, amen, applied to your heart and life, praise God, the devil can't get in. Amen. He can't get past the blood. I said he can't get past the blood. Amen. Thank God for the blood. Amen. Among whom we all had our conversation in times past. Amen. We were all there. We were all part, amen, of what the devil was doing in the earth. Amen. But God, amen, in the very beginning it said God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Amen. And God said, let there be light. Amen. Aren't you glad for that light? Praise God. Amen. Jesus came to give us light. Amen. And give us hope. Amen. Beyond this veil of tears, among whom we all had our conversation in times past, and the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Amen. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses and sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Amen. It's eternal life. Amen. And God has given us eternal life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God before hath ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. God is the one. Amen. He's the one that said, let there be light. Amen. And there was light. There's no darkness in Him at all. Amen. No darkness, no shadow of turning. Amen. God is light. Amen. And in Him there is no darkness at all. Praise the Lord. He came into His own received Him not. But to as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Amen. I'm a believer. How about you?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I want to be a believer.
Yes.
I always want to be a believer. Amen. I want to trust the Lord. Amen. And believe God for my complete healing. Amen. And I know that He'll do it. Amen. Because He said He would. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the first morning, I'll never forget the first morning. Amen. That I got up there. And, amen. And I'd had that stroke. And I got up there and quoted. Amen. Quoted the. I guess it was the love chapter. Amen. Hebrews 13. Amen. God so loved the world. Amen. Well, I quoted, I read that chapter. Amen. And I couldn't say no more. That's all I can say. Amen. I couldn't say no more. And, well, they took me out of the pulpit and said, you know, that I needed some time to recoup. And so I did. And so this is really, amen, just the third time that I have preached since I had my stroke. So anyway, amen, I appreciate the goodness of the Lord. Amen. God has been so good to me. Amen. He give me life, give me hope, give me peace. Praise the Lord. Give me something to say. Praise the Lord. I said when I was coming down here, I said, Lord, just give me something to say. Let me say something. Amen. Let me not just get up there and act like I can't say anything. Amen. So praise the Lord. Amen. God's given me something to say, and I appreciate the goodness of the Lord. I appreciate the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. God is good. Amen. God is so good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I love the Lord tonight. Amen. I love you too. I appreciate you coming. Amen. And being here. Praise the Lord. Most of you knew I had a stroke. Amen. Before I ever come. Amen. You knew I had a stroke. And so you was real merciful by coming. Amen. And I appreciate you coming to God's house. Amen. I love the house of God. Don't you love the house of God? It's one thing have I desired, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. Amen. God in heaven, amen, is the one that give us, amen, hope and peace. Amen. I love the Lord tonight. I appreciate the Lord. Amen. My grandson, Stephen, and Sam, both of them are preachers. Amen. And they're good preachers, too. Amen. They came and helped me out during that time that I was trying to get myself back together. Amen. And they helped me. Amen. And preached. Amen. And did a tremendous job of preaching. Amen. I appreciate them. I appreciate Brother Taylor. Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes. He said God spoke to him to have me. And I put a whole lot of dependence on that. Amen. I appreciate Brother Taylor. I appreciate my pastor, Brother Savage, back there. Amen. He's known me a long time, ever since I was young. Amen. I appreciate him. Appreciate each and every one of you, Brother John, Brother John A. Jenkins there, and the rest of you folks. I appreciate every one. Amen. In the house of the Lord. Amen. God has did great things for us. Amen. And we don't want to turn back now, do we? Amen. We don't want to change our mind. We don't want to get a new, amen, something new. Amen. We just are happy, amen, that God has given us, amen, the blueprint to live right. This is His blueprint. Amen. This is His blueprint. Amen. And we want to, amen, we want to serve Him and love Him and honor Him and obey Him. Amen. I love the Lord. Amen. Brother Taylor, come on. Amen. If you got anything to say, amen, you can say
it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Brother Sammy just didn't say something. Amen. He said a lot. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Praise the wonderful name of Jesus. Glory to God. We want to have prayer for folks, amen, tonight. Glory to God. You know, the Bible still says, amen, anoint with oil. Amen. Pray for the sick. Lord will raise them up. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And, you know, I went to a missions meeting at the neighboring church for where I live. My neighbor goes there, and they invited us, paid the ticket, you know, bought me tickets to go. And so, and he was a Presbyterian missionary working in Burma. And they had a group went over there to Burma. And now, it's kind of a little bit peculiar to run into somebody that, you know, don't know what we know. You know what I mean? And they all of a sudden discover it. And they got to praying for people with oil for healing in Burma.
Amen. And God healing people. Glory to God. And there was even one case, they said, where there was a blind woman that came to him and wanted prayer. And somebody had told her in the Bible about Jesus putting mud on the blind man's eyes. Amen. She wanted them to take her down to the creek and put mud on her eyes and pray for her. Amen. Glory to God. Now, I don't remember if she got healed. I know it excited them Presbyterian folks to do it like the book says. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ain't that a sight some people are going toward? And some people are going the other way. Glory to God. But thank God. I believe we, like the old song said, do it by the book. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You want prayer tonight? And you can come. Would you come? Amen. And if you can't get